The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
And welcome to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Sabrina, welcome to the show again, another week.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. I'm pepped up today.
I'm telling you, I think you had an extra dose of sugar in your coffee or something.
Story of my life. I've been told that my entire life, so everybody can just get over it.
Okay, well, you know what? Just rub it off over here. Give me a little energy here. Right. Just a little electricity.
Well, that's what life's about. It's about motion.
That's right.
You know, it's about moving forward.
That's right.
I like creating my own path, and one way I seem to have always done it is through energy. So here I am, but no Red Bull, maybe a little bit of coffee.
Okay.
Maybe a lot of coffee.
That's all. If you say, I tell you, I need to start drinking your brand because the Folgers isn't quite doing that to me. But anyway, we're going to have speaking of action and energy, we're going to have an action-packed show this morning. We're going to be talking about a lot of valuable information. We're going to talk about all the different loan products out there. People don't know what's available and how you can virtually almost buy a home with little or zero down. We're going to talk about if your credit score's not quite where it needs to be, things you can do to repair your credit. And we're going to talk about everything going on locally in our market, the latest statistics, if you're thinking about buying, what you can expect. Also, we'll talk about staging, home staging, how important it is to have the right photographer and have those nice digital photos. So we got a lot to cover today.
That is a lot. And I thought we were going to talk about some school districts and
we'll talk about whatever you want.
Building houses. I mean, let's just keep going.
The way you're bouncing off the walls, there's no telling where the conversation will go today.
I guess running 5 miles helped today.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's talk about the local real estate market statistics.
Absolutely.
Okay? How's that sound?
It sounds awesome because we've been promising it.
Good news. New listings in the Chattanooga region increased 8.2%. We now have 1,282 homes on the market. But guess what? Our inventory has shrank again.
What?
It has shrank again. Pending sales were up 8%, but our inventory is at an all-time low. Our median sales price has gone up to $190,000. It seems like just yesterday our median sales price was $145,000, and now it's already up to $190,000. That is amazing.
That's fast.
Yeah. For sellers, the average days on the market's 54 days, less than 2 months.
Wow.
So that is really good news. There's high demand, as you know. Virtually, what I'm seeing is when I list a home that's listed where it needs to be in terms of price, the sellers have it ready to show, it's flying off the market. And in most cases, multiple offers. So
wow.
There's just a lot of demand out there. And I know, what are you seeing in the mortgage industry? I'm sure your numbers are going up as well.
Well, you know, just like any business, you've got clients that call in that want to get off the fence. They've made a decision
right.
to purchase their first home, their second home, et cetera. And they've got some experience.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them more experienced than others, but they've got this experience behind them. Even if it's just the information from their parents, their family, other homeowners that they know. And so they have this expectation.
Right.
And so when they call in and get the process started, you know, I think most of the expectation is built on the 2008, you know, when there was a lot of homes on the market.
Oh, yeah.
So they understand that the market is changed.
Drastically.
Yeah, but a chunk, kind of a grouping of these folks, they want to, you know, I get it. It's a tire-kicking mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want a great deal, and it's sort of like that. Now, the ones that already they're proactive. They've come to the mortgage company first, gotten pre-qualified.
That's right.
Then they call Sabrina up and they say, hey, find me a house. I'm pre-qualified. I'm ready to go. And you know what that pre-qualification really is, Sabrina? You know what it really is? It's like a bargaining chip.
It sure is.
It's
it
like,
helps with negotiating greatly.
Yeah. Well, because when you see that house and you see the opportunity, if you're not ready to make an offer right then, which by the way,
you have to
have a pre-qualification letter when you submit the offer.
That's right.
So waiting an extra day or even 4 hours can cost you a home, and it does. It does quite a bit, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and you make a great point. The first thing anybody needs to do when they are looking to buy a home is get pre-qualified. For one thing, as a realtor, I don't want to be showing Mr. and Ms. Smith homes in the $350,000 price range if they only qualify for $250,000, because then I've got them set on what the $350,000 home offers, which you know is very different than a $250,000 home. First thing I want to do is get them pre-qualified. I want them to sit down with you and talk about all their different loan options so that they kind of have a plan going into it. And like you said, it's imperative to have that pre-qualification letter. If I'm writing an offer for a buyer, you want to send that pre-qualification letter with that offer so that that seller, when the offer is presented, knows your buyer's ready to go, because they're going to look at that offer, as you know, much more favorably.
Right.
So it's very important. And getting pre-qualified, Ben, I mean, it's painless, right? You guys do this over the phone?
It's painless, and it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's so painless. It's 10 minutes. There's
what's
no
involved.
So, you know, keep in mind, Sabrina just told you all out there that are listening that the inventory is shrinking again.
That's right.
So all you have to do is look at the numbers. It is time to act. If you want to become a part of this American dream, you've got to act. And when the good deals come, they're gone in an instant.
That's exactly
right. Just like we said. So here's how you do it. You get pre-qualified. You start by calling us at 805-9100. Mm-hmm. It takes about 10 minutes. A loan officer, I have 8 loan officers, and they are extremely professional. They're extremely hardworking. They will take your calls in the evening. They'll take your calls on the weekend. They have been doing this for a while.
And that's true, because I wear them out.
Yep.
I call them.
You sure do. And it's because you're successful. And that's why folks need to call you. And so what they'll do in about 10 minutes is get your information and get you in the system, pull your credit, and find out where you are. You know, grandfather used to say, you don't know where you're going, Ben, if you don't know where you are.
That's
so
right.
Let's assess where you're at, and then we can find the path to where you want to go.
And this is all done over the phone. No one has to come in.
Right.
Yeah, it's not until they really find the home and are making the purchase when they have to get the paperwork to you and all that. But to get pre-approved, it's a phone call.
I want to make sure that there's going to be folks out there that really want to do it in person.
That's right.
Well, we can do that too. Yeah, we can help anyone in any situation. Some folks are moving in from, you know, they might live in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
And they're moving in and they need to do everything over the phone at first. Or there might be a local family that's, moving up in the world, needs some more bedrooms. And guess what? They just want to, deal with a face-to-face situation. And we work with all types of borrowers. Whatever your need is, we're here to help. So we pull your credit, we assess the situation, and then what we do is you'll say, okay, so I'm working with Sabrina Smedley, and we send her over a pre-qualification letter and a range of what your budget can afford. And obviously, Sabrina works closely with you on that budget and begins the home shopping process.
That's right. And people don't always want to buy what they are approved for, because you've got to, like you said, it's all about your budget. You want to live a little bit. You want to be able to do the family vacation. You want to be able to go to the movies. You want to be able to eat out. So just because you are pre-approved for a certain amount, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you need to spend.
Well said. In fact, I was on your website the other day, and I saw some real estate news articles that you had posted.
Right.
And I found it very awesome and fascinating that you love to give data out to folks that are looking. So if you guys want to go on Sabrina's website, it's sabrinarealty.com, and she has a section called Real Estate News. It's out there. And, you know, one of the charts I saw was that, you know, the average payment in America is, you know, less than 25% of the income.
Okay.
So if you make, you know, let's just say you make $4,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That means your mortgage payment shouldn't be, you know, typically over $1,000.
Right.
And that's the average across America. There's no set rule, but, 35% is way pushing it. Mm-hmm. It begins to push it. So again, we're looking at this approval not to try to get you into a more expensive home. In fact, it's the exact opposite. I'm lending money that I'm responsible for at Home Rate Mortgage. We are a real lender.
Right.
We have underwriters that underwrite your loan. So our name is going on that paper that is going to be, you know, pushed through the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac system. And it's just super important that we do good quality work. We want the homeowner, the new homeowner, we want them to succeed because their success is our success.
And for our listeners out there, we are talking right now about how easy it is to call Home Rate Mortgage, get pre-qualified for a home in less than 10 minutes. And, you know, being for folks thinking, gosh, you know, I can't afford to buy a home. And they're thinking that they have to have a large down payment, stuff like that. I know a lot of folks are probably waiting to get an income tax return back right now. And, I mean, what better way to take that tax return and invest that in home ownership?
Into your future.
Exactly, into your future, like you said, and to start building equity. I mean, what better investment is there?
So you made a statement, and I'm just going to flip it around and say, how can you afford not to buy a home?
That's right.
The American dream is called the American dream, and there is a reason for it. It has created more wealth in America than anything else. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to talk about just about any widely successful person, business owner, they are typically homeowners.
That's right.
And they have leveraged their home equity in the past one way or the other, or used it to start a business or used money to consolidate. And it's because as you buy a home, unlike the landlord situation where you're just paying rent forever, you actually have an expiration date where you no longer pay a mortgage payment.
That's right.
And so you really can't afford to not buy a home because the average home appreciates 3% over the next so many forever years.
And if you're renting, you're investing in your landlord's future, not your own. And rental rates, it shows now, are at an all-time high. They're at the highest point they've been in over 15 years. It's unbelievable. I see folks paying $1,400 a month for a two-bedroom, one bath. When what does $1,400 a month buy you in terms of a home?
I mean, we're talking,
you're talking,
we're
about
getting
a five-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath home.
Yeah. A four-bedroom all day long.
Exactly.
It's really exciting what more you can do. The privacy you can get, the school district you can get in, just the overall location to your work. There's so many opportunities in owning your own home. And, you know, you hit on it earlier. You said, what about, you know, folks don't think they can't afford it? Well, I said you can't afford not to buy a home.
That's right.
Well, guess what? You can afford a home if you've got good credit, you got a good job, because we have 100% financing options out there that are very, very stable.
I want us, we're about to have to take a break, but I want us, when we come back, Ben, to really talk about how little folks can get in a home for. Because there's loans out there that are 100% financing, FHA loans with 3.5% down. When we come back, I want to talk about those specifics and also talk about credit scores. If your credit score is not exactly where it needs to be, things folks can do to get their credit score up, because they can start working on that now and plan to maybe buy a home in 6 months or something. But you're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. We've got a lot more to cover, so stay tuned.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about everything going on in the local real estate market. We've talked about how easy it is if you're thinking about buying a home to call and get pre-qualified. You can call Home Rate Mortgage at 423-805-9100. Someone's waiting by right now on this early Saturday morning to get you pre-qualified. And, of course, if you need a good realtor that's going to look out for you and negotiate the best price for you, you want to call Sabrina Realty Associates at 423-499-7780. And, Ben, we're going to talk about how easy it is to buy a home. We've talked about how easy it is to call in and get pre-qualified. It takes a matter of 10 minutes. You can do it sitting on your sofa, sipping your coffee. But for a lot of folks, they think, gosh, you have to have thousands upon thousands of dollars to put down. And I know that there's a lot of loans out there that Home Rate Mortgage offers that has zero to little down payment required.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, you know, first let's start with credit because, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of folks are concerned about their credit.
That's right.
They're excited about their credit. They get excited when they go to the car lot and they say, oh, you've got a 680. And then they call, let's say, Home Rate Mortgage up. And then we tell them, oh, you got a 650. And that's a little bit confusing.
So what happened there?
Okay, here's what happened. So the credit scoring system is, the credit score is just like when we say, hey, give me a Kleenex. What we really meant was we want a tissue paper. But just happens to be that the brand Kleenex is so strong that we tend to use Kleenex as tissue paper.
Right.
And so we've put that in there. So credit score is an umbrella word for a scoring model in general that's out there.
Okay, there's three main credit reporting agencies out there.
Yep, Experian,
right,
Equifax,
TransUnion.
And TransUnion, yes.
Which one do you take into account when you're pre-approving somebody to buy a home?
Okay, so great question. I get asked that a lot, but it's actually all three of them.
Okay.
So, but each one of these, so just like Honda, Ford, and Chevy is the car makers, but then once you get into Ford, you got the F-150, you know, and you've got the, you know, all the other each car manufacturer has different lines. They got a sedan, they've got a 4x4, they got a, you know, they've got a big truck.
Right.
So they've got all these different brands within their core brand of Ford.
So are you taking the average of the three, the median?
The middle score. But those scores are specifically mortgage scores for that bureau.
Well, let me ask you this, Ben, because I've had people tell me that their score may be 680 with one agency and 640 with another. What is the difference there, and why does that happen?
Okay, so even when you and this is a perfect reason not to use a community bank. A community bank often will just report the mortgage on one credit bureau. Why do they do that? Well, it's easy. They're doing it to save money. It actually costs money to report information to the credit bureau, to upkeep that information, concern the company with the various disputes that come through. They have to deal with all of that, and there's a cost to that. So what people need to recognize is that you want a loan. If you're planning to pay a loan back on time, you want it to report to all three bureaus.
Right.
And you'll see that that will actually keep your scores fairly the same as long as the information matches.
Now, how often do you see, because this scares me to death, and with identity fraud and everything there is out there right now, how often do you see a big mistake on someone's credit or a negative, something that's been reported negatively, and they say, that's not mine?
So about 25 to 50% of the time.
Oh, my goodness. That's a high number.
Yeah. You know, you're supposed to keep your credit. You really need to get one of those programs like myfico.com. Yeah, I pay $5 a month, and that's $60 a year for peace of mind.
And you check your own score?
Well, it sends me an alert.
Okay.
It tells me when anything changes.
That's
so
good.
I know it the instant it happens. So if it's wrong, which, you know, it's happened to me before.
So when something is reported incorrectly and it's having a negative impact, what do they do? Just dispute that?
Absolutely. And you know what? With technology, the disputing systems have been way easier to do. Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, they all have websites that are that.com. And you can literally go there and dispute something on your credit right then and there. And that's what's so great about looking into a mortgage loan is we can help you not only assess your credit, but we can identify issues in your credit by going over with you.
And so you help your customers through this process?
You know, I think that, you know, a lot of our success at Home Rate Mortgage, it goes back to the same things, the implementations of how I became a successful runner or successful in math.
Right.
I had a great teacher.
Right.
So at Home Rate Mortgage, we want to be great teachers.
Exactly.
And when we teach people about their credit and how it affects them, and we can pick up pretty quick on who doesn't exactly understand their credit. For example, let's say you have a credit card and it has a balance, or I'm sorry, a limit mm-hmm. of $1,000. Mm-hmm. Well, your credit score at the end of the month, which they're going to, you know, let's say it's Capital One credit card, that you don't know exactly when Capital One's reporting to that bureau on that account. It depends on a lot of things. So you don't have control of that. But what you do have control of is the fact that you're in the know that the more you have on that credit card, that's called utilization.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine a cup, if you will, filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like your credit card. It has $1,000 available. So that'd be a full cup if you owed $1,000 on that credit card. And I'm, by the way, I'm in studio showing a cup of water right now. And but imagine if you have that credit card full, almost to the rim of
that's
of
not
credit
a good
card
thing,
debt.
Is it?
It's not. So at the end of the month, when they report that you owe $1,000 on a $1,000 limit, you've just impacted your credit score because of a utilization issue.
And that will actually bring your credit score down.
Way down. In mm-hmm. fact, I can give you the exact answers in general terms. Your credit score ranges from 350 to 850, folks. Mm-hmm. That's a 500-point swing. Mm-hmm. Utilization represents about 30% of your credit score.
Wow.
So 30% of 500 points is 150 points. And you wonder why most people have a credit score range between 600 and 750.
Because they're using those credit cards.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, you are the winner. So,
but you know what, Ben? And I know this happens to a lot of folks. I've got some credit cards, and I'm, you know, try not to use them. And when I do, you know, I pay them off. A lot of times you go in and these, you know, companies will tell you, well, if you use your credit card, you get 20% off today. So, you know, if I use it, I try to pay it off when the bill comes. But what I have found, and this happens to me, is I get increases where I didn't even request an increase on my credit limit. They'll send me a notification. We just raised your credit limit another $5,000. This happens all the time.
Right. And if you're treating your credit correctly and you're doing the right things, you're going to see that happen. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Remember, the only bad thing is to use it unwisely.
Right.
And to fall for those traps again and again and get yourself into a situation where you can't pay it off at the end of the month.
Right.
And that's why I recommend a strong financial knowledge base for you and your family. Know this. If you can set up in most of the credit cards today, you can set up alerts that if it, so let's go back to that $1,000 example, okay? Now, let's say, here's what we recommend at Home Rate Mortgage to have the best credit score, which is going to get you the best deal on a house, the best deal on a car. It's going to help you in everything, every walk of life, because everything ties into the money you have in your pocket. It really is.
Okay, so this is important for our listeners out there.
So what we suggest is on your credit cards, whatever the limits may be, let's just say total limit is $1,000. You should never go over 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So set an alert on your phone to text you if you're over $200. Because
mm-hmm.
a $1,000 limit times 20% is $200. So I know we're just using an example, but you can do this at home and use your own example. Oh, I've got $7,500 worth of limits. So don't ever go over $1,500,
right,
which is 20%. So that's your cap out. Because you know, as your budget, you know that you have 20% for credit card balances. You know, a lot of folks need to have, you know, you just have to pay bills with credit cards sometimes.
Right.
It just makes sense. The electric power bill and, you know, the EPB bill. I actually just use a credit card because at the end of the month, I know exactly, I just make one payment.
Yeah.
It's just so much easier for me. And that's the way we do it. Plus, my wife gets those points that you're talking about.
Yep.
And those points get used at, she gets this thing at Gap. She gets gift certificate for $100. Well, guess what? Now the kids just got their clothes for school for the next semester.
Yeah.
So it's helpful to, I don't know, game the system, I guess.
It's helpful to know how to use it, like you're saying, and it's helpful.
And that's why it's so important, Sabrina, to understand what credit score is all about. And the biggest impact I can have in someone's life today, I know if you're just now joining us, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. And if you have to, you know, if you have to get off the, you know, the radio here in a minute, maybe you're going to work, you can always go to Easy 106.9 FM and actually find our show on their website.
And our Facebook page.
And on our Facebook. Yeah, if you want to be a Facebook fan of Sabrina and Ben, then go to our Facebook page, which is TN Radio Show. And you can become a fan, and you can also get these radio shows in the future there.
Exactly.
So,
well, Ben, what is a good credit score?
Okay, so a good credit score, according to Fair Isaac and Company, which is FICO, mm-hmm. and we have all heard that term, mm-hmm. and it's very important, folks. FICO is the Kleenex, so to mm-hmm. speak, of tissue paper of loans. So a good score is a 680. A great score is 720. And a perfect score, in my opinion, is anything above 760.
So if someone has a 680, does that mean that they are going to qualify to buy a home necessarily? Well, do you have anyone with a credit score of 680 that does not?
Absolutely.
Pre-qualify. Okay,
absolutely.
Let's hear.
All right. This is, is this scripted? Oh.
This is your moment to shine.
So think about it. When you're applying for a house, if you want to buy a house, it's about your affordability to, you know, your ability to repay that loan. Mm-hmm. So it's not just on credit. It's also a determining factor on how much you earn each month. So, for example, if you have a job and you're making, you know, $30,000 a year, but you just got let go from that job and you want to buy a house, that's a problem. So what I've kind of renamed the big three things is credit, income, and assets. Mm-hmm. So these, I call it my CIA work.
Okay.
So I call it my investigative work.
It's a
great
acronym.
Yeah, it really is, because at the end of the day, we're all trying to make great decisions. And if you want to make great decisions, right back to it. It's about education. It's about going about it with a research mind and making a decision based on facts.
And the way you get educated is you get with the right professionals to work with you.
Yeah.
With a realtor and with a mortgage lender as well.
And what is the right person? If you could describe that person without naming our names, you know, what would you say are the characteristics and adjectives of that person that's going to help you succeed?
Someone who treats it right alongside with you as their investment.
Bingo.
Well.
Treats the other person as if it's their it's your own
right.
decision. Absolutely. And that goes right into the adjectives of compassion, caring, mm-hmm. and sacrificing.
Exactly.
I mean, we've sacrificed many nights.
Service.
Service. Just believing in that this situation is very important, mm-hmm. and this situation is what that needs my time right now.
And like you said, treating every situation as if it's your own, taking ownership in it. So, I mean, that's key to everything.
It really is. Now, I know we just hit up on credit.
Well,
but
we got to come back. We've got a lot more to cover today for our listeners out there. We've got to get into some loan types so people know what's available out there. I know there's a lot of folks getting a tax return back, and they need to invest it in a home. So we got to talk about all those different types of loans that you have at Home Rate Mortgage.
Absolutely. And if you need to get pre-qualified for a home right now, folks, you can give Home Rate Mortgage a call at 805-9100. It's 10 minutes. There's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save. Home Rate Mortgage has been in business for years. It started here in Tennessee and helps Tennesseans save big on their next mortgage. And Sabrina, they can also go to your website at
SabrinaRealty.com.
And I noticed all that news and statistics is absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed looking at it this week.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back, folks. Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a home inspector purchase a $370,000 home in Deer Ridge in Ottawa with just 5% down. You can do it too. 805-9100, homeratemortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Saturday morning, 106.9 Easy FM. Ben, we have really been talking about a lot of important information today. We were just talking about credit score, and we talked about what a good credit score was. Now, for those folks out there who don't have a credit score of 680 or above, okay, and they think, I'm never going to be able to buy a house, I'm stuck in this situation I'm in. I'm going to have to continue to rent. What is the best advice you can give our listeners out there on how they can improve their credit score? What can they do in terms of action, and what kind of time frame are they looking at in getting that score up?
Okay. Well, first of all, if time frame is as fast as you want it to be, if you can make some of those rapid rescores with us, and Home Rate Mortgage is going to help you on that. Mm-hmm. If you want to improve your credit, let me first tell you that I told you earlier that a good credit score is a 680.
Yeah.
Well, you can still buy a home with a 620 FICO at Home Rate Mortgage. So, in fact, for our vets, we go down to 600.
Wow.
So really don't...
The least we can do for our veterans. Absolutely.
For all that they've sacrificed,
exactly.
We need to sacrifice as well. So we go down to 600 for our veterans, and, you know, it's just a special thing. But hey, we always need to be improving.
That's right.
It's a motto we all live by. It's a very...
And if we're at 680, we need to get to 720.
That's right.
Like you said.
Yeah, keep moving up, because it only makes the payment better. So here's how to improve your credit right now. First of all, set up payment reminders. One thing that we do in my family is we do a lot of auto drafting.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I told you earlier, the EPB bill and... some water bills and trash bills, they're all automatic on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can see at the end of the month what happened just in one place, instead
right.
of going on to the EPB website and going on to this website and that website.
And by having it set up like that, you know it's going to be paid on time.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be late on anything.
Yeah, because let's face it, if I had an emergency situation and I had to pay, $5,000 at the hospital for just one of those ooh-ha moments of something happened, and the bank account was close to zero, I just have a peace of mind knowing that credit card is used for that stuff. I pay it off at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I know that it's there to protect my budget and my credit.
Right.
So set up payment reminders or go on automatic payments. So that's step one. Clearly, if you want to have better credit, you need to get out of debt.
Yeah, reduce your debt.
Reduce Absolutely. Your debt. Now, one fallacy about that I want to make sure I make clear to folks is that a lot of folks will cancel out all their credit.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's not a good decision.
Yeah. So you want, credit is linked to the age of your credit.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get aged accounts on your credit is to actually have revolving accounts. And I know that there's people out there, whether it's a religious type thing or some type of feeling that they have because of something that's happened in their past, they don't believe in credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't fault them for not believing in credit cards, because by all means, you shouldn't need a credit card to survive. But the truth is, if you go get an auto loan, eventually that loan's paid off, and then it becomes dust in the wind on your credit. Mm-hmm. A credit card is a live, living, breathing animal that can age, and it literally can see all that open history from today backward to the moment that you opened it. So the age of your credit's really, really important, folks. So credit cards, open lines of credit is one way to do that. And that's why I believe in credit cards. I just don't believe in the mismanagement of and use of credit, overuse of credit cards.
So keep down your utilization, pay your bills on time, and work towards getting out of debt. All that will help improve your credit score. Now, for someone who doesn't have any credit at all, they don't have good or bad credit, what can they do to establish credit quickly?
I got great news for that, because we can do no credit scores at Home Rate Mortgage as long as you don't have any bad credit. So we can get, let's say you have a, a phone bill. So you had a phone bill for 3 years. Well, we can actually put that on your credit temporarily for our purposes for Fannie and Freddie Mac lending. And that's really exciting for people out there that don't have credit.
Now we call those trade lines. How
That's right.
many trade lines does an individual need to have in order to be able to buy a home?
So it depends. You only need one trade line if it's 24 months old. But you need multiple trade lines, maybe two or three, depending on the mortgage product that you're getting. And you need at least 12 months history on at least two.
Mm-hmm.
So underwriters, underwriters don't like to see the bottom of the bottom. So they prefer to see three. So they might make us put a third one on, like the phone bill.
Capital One.
Yeah. Big picture is, don't fret. Call and let's discuss it.
Get some guidance.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell. I've been doing this for a long time. 2001, in fact, is when I got into the mortgage business. That means I've been looking
18 years.
I've been looking at credit reports for a minute,
Yeah.
And my credit report bill every month, and I'm not kidding, it's, you know, it's more than five digits.
Yeah.
Okay. Every single month of the year. So we know a lot about credit because we work, we pay the credit bureaus a lot of money every year, and it's six figures every year just to pull credit and assess it. So we have a vested interest in it. We want people's credit to be better because we know that our community is based on the, our community success is really based on how good the businesses are that perform and put their passion into it. It's like an ingredient of a cake, you know?
Absolutely. Well, let's shift gears a minute and talk about loan types. So for folks out there that have no money down, what are the loan types for 100% financing where the buyer doesn't have to put anything out of pocket down up front?
So when you're buying a home, folks, and you, let's say you have, you know, okay credit, but you don't have much down. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, FHA is a very good choice.
Right.
FHA allows a 3.5% down payment, and that 3.5% down payment can be a gift. It can also be a grant, which we have programs that give grants to all types of people from all types of situations in all circumstances. So it's really exciting. People are... When they call in and they find out that they're going to be awarded this grant, nine times out of 10, they just are like, I can't believe I'm getting this grant. And
yeah,
I'm like,
that's awesome.
And I'm, you know what my response is in my head? I can't believe more people don't ask about this grant.
Absolutely.
And that's why we promote this.
Well, and I tell you, Ben, too, FHA did just recently raise the loan limits, too. What are those now?
Yeah, so the FHA loan limit is a standalone item, and it's about $315,000. Just
that went up from $271,050
to $214,900-ish.
Yeah.
So it's just right under that $315,000 mark. And that's huge because that means you could buy a $328,000 house or so, and you put 3% down, and that's $9,000, and boom, you got your $314,000. And
for our veterans out there, of course, they can get a VA loan. They can get 100% financing. What are the loan limits for a VA loan?
Okay, so the VA loan limits, and that's for all veterans, including you know, National Guard, Reserve. Right. Now, on Reserve, you have to have a little bit of time in on it, but the limit is $484,000.
Yeah, say that went up some too.
It did. It went up from $417,000 not long ago. And it was just less than 2 years ago.
Right.
So the neatest thing about this is that the conventional loan standards are the same as the VA.
Right.
So
now, are you guys also do the USDA loans, and those are 100% financing as well, but the individual has to qualify, and the property itself has to be in a certain location that qualifies for USDA financing.
Right, and another great reason to call Sabrina or Ben Phillips is that,
right,
you know, we can look up that eligibility map right there and determine whether you qualify, and that's 100% financing.
Unbelievable.
For the county. So if you're in the city, you're not going to qualify for rural housing development program, that which is 100% financing. However, you could get the grant loan, or you could get a 203K loan. So there's so many options, Sabrina. It's really exciting. Folks just need to call and find out more information and find out exactly what they qualify for.
And you know, a lot of folks have the preconceived idea too, to get a conventional loan that you have to have 20% down in order not to have any mortgage insurance and all that. That's not the case anymore either. And I was absolutely blown away when I called you all and found out that you all were doing like a 5% down payment on a conventional loan with no mortgage insurance. People aren't even aware that those kind of loan products are out there.
Yeah, and we're speaking it right now to thousands of people, and that's what's so exciting about having a radio show. You know, we can educate the community so that they can get more confident in what they're doing, because let's face it, there's a statistic out there that over 80% of Americans, as they get older, if they're not homeowners, they have the desire to become a homeowner. Well, the only way you can truly transition smoothly into that is if you have the knowledge of and no fear of, hey, am I going to the right place? Am I finding out the right information? Am I going to be truly helped so that I can make an informed decision? And that's exactly what we do.
Exactly. And I tell you, not every loan type works for every consumer out there. And what I like is that you guys offer such a variety that you can tailor that loan specifically to that person's needs. And what I tell my folks when they call you all to get pre-qualified, I tell them to get a comparison. Get you all to send them a comparison of each loan. And, you know, what I have found, most of them are blown away when they hear that they can get that conventional loan with no mortgage interest for as little as 5% down.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And there's this little pesky word out there called private mortgage insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And we can actually get we can buy out your private mortgage insurance up front. And sometimes we save people $120 a month just on private mortgage insurance being obliterated.
And I tell you, you know, a lot of folks too are worried about those closing costs. You know, I don't have the money, but guess what? If you call the right realtor, they're going to negotiate those closing costs and get the seller to pay them for you.
And yes, and think about it. If you're dealing with a realtor like Sabrina that does, I mean, almost sometimes 10 transactions in a month, she knows the lingo better than the, you know, and I'm not trying to put you on a pedestal, but okay, I really am. you know how to navigate through the very difficult maze, if
it can be difficult.
Yeah. It's not just what you say either. And that's a big part of it. So what you say is a big part, but it's not just what you say. It's how you say it and the timing of it. And there's so many layers to being successful in the real estate world.
Absolutely.
Sabrina, you are the number one real estate agent in Chattanooga.
Well, that's a great compliment coming from you, Ben, because I know you don't say that lightly. But let's say this. One thing you and I have in common, we both like to win, and we feel like winners when we win for our clients.
That's it.
We both do, because I know I've seen you get real excited when I send someone to you and you can beat the rate they've been quoted.
Right.
You can, you know, less closing costs. You can compete and show them just what Home Rate can do. Yeah. It's all about, we feel like winners when our clients win.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing you and I have in common.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And that's really sweet to hear, because it's really, in life, you want to make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
that's
do.
What life's about, isn't
you
it?
Do.
Just like if, you know, if you have kids out there, the reason you want to buy a home is you want to make an impact on your kids. They're, you know, homes are safer. Homes are they're more affordable than renting.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time, but we can't stress it enough of just how important it is to investigate it further. So, folks, about the mortgage products, you know, other than the credit, other than the mortgage product itself, and then other than the things we just talked about with down payment, you know, you've got income requirements. Well, guess what? We will help you with that as well.
Absolutely. And
so wherever you are, no matter whether you've been at your job for 3 months or if you've been at your job for 10 years, call Home Rate Mortgage today and let's find out exactly how much you can save and what product you do qualify for and how much home you can get. You can call us today, 805-9100, or you can go online and get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
And when we come back, I want to talk about, let's shift gears and talk about folks out there thinking about selling their home. Let's talk about the importance of staging your home, having it ready to be shown and on the market, and are photos important? Are those pictures important? We'll talk about all that when we come back.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour right here on Easy 106.9 FM. It's Saturday morning, folks. And you know what, Sabrina? We are on the last leg of the show today.
I know.
Didn't we just
It's been
here?
An awesome show, though. And where does the time go week after week? I mean, we get so passionate and so caught up in the moment talking about what we love to do every day, and time just flies.
It really does. And time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I tell you, you shared a lot of valuable information today about credit score, how you can improve your score, how easy it is to get pre-qualified for a loan, and all the different loan products out there. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk to sellers for a few minutes. Anybody out there that has been thinking about selling their home. You know, we opened the show up today and we share some important statistics in our local real estate market. Again, it shows inventory is down. That means we need more homes because the demand is there. We have a lot of buyers out there looking for a home. So for sellers thinking about selling their home, now is the time. We need your home on the market.
Yeah, you're going to get more bang for your buck.
That's
because
right.
If inventory is down and we're in a buying market right now, like people are starting to buy big time, then you're going to get more dollars today than you will 3-4 months from now.
Absolutely. And we shared the past 2 weeks, we've actually had a couple clients we've worked with recently that shared their story. And both of them, well, one in particular, Hunter, you remember Hunter? He bought his house at the end of 2016 and sold it just recently and got almost $40,000 more for his home. I mean, where else can you make money like that? The banks aren't paying that kind of return.
You work a whole year, a whole stinking year, Sabrina, to make $40,000 for a family in Tennessee. You think about that, owning a home for 2 to 3 years, selling it, making 40 grand, that's hitting the lottery.
That's right. And I tell you, for sellers out there, anyone think about selling their home, we'll be glad to come out, look at their home, do a free consultation, because a lot of people think it's a laborious task to get your home ready for the market. You know, we need to paint, we need to update our kitchen, we need to do that. What's amazing, what staging your home can do.
Oh, right.
Just staging and paint. You know, just simple things like that. For one thing, the first thing you want to do when you're thinking about getting your home ready to put on the market and you're thinking about staging it, you want to declutter. So what I tell folks, you know, it's pretty inexpensive to rent a storage building out there, but you've got to declutter.
So what kind of items are we, you know, what's the priority declutter item?
Well, you want to make each room look very spacious. You know, it's amazing how when someone comes into your home and they're looking around, they don't have the ability to visualize. So you have to help them out. So you want to declutter. You want to make each room look bigger than what it is. So, you know, if you've got too much furniture in there, just declutter. Move some of it out. Get you a storage building. It don't cost that much. You're going to be selling your home very fast in this market, likely.
Right.
So you're going to be selling your home. It'll just make the moving process that much better. But start moving some stuff out, decluttering. If you've got a really dark room, get some light colored paint because it opens it up. It makes it much brighter. And it just has a more cheery feel when a buyer comes in there. So declutter. Take your... All the furniture, all the stuff you got laying around, move it out. Box it up, move it out. Lighten it up with some paint color, okay? It's amazing what that does. And then we can talk about which rooms to focus on when you stage, like the kitchen. Home buyers largely view the kitchen as not just a place for cooking, but socializing. How many people socialize in their kitchen? So you want to keep your counters clear of too many coffee makers, mixers, cookbooks. So you want to have it set up where it looks like you actually live in the home, but you want to stage it. So remove, clean those counters off, remove it. Bathrooms. Guest and master bathrooms are important. Keep all toothbrushes, shampoos, soaps out of sight so that no buyers are thinking about you getting ready there in the morning. They can't picture themselves there if they can only see you there. So you got to help them out. And I tell folks, too, depersonalize. You know, because here's the thing, and I noticed this. When you walk in, you're showing a house, and they've got all these pictures. You know, the hall is just like a hall of the family pictures.
Right.
That buyer's going to come and get focused on those photos and not even be looking at the floor plan.
Right.
Not even be seeing what features the home offers. Do I know this person?
Yeah.
You know, they're looking at the photos.
I think there's a sentimental issue there.
It is.
You know, they're coming to buy a home. Well, they're coming to buy a house to create a home.
That's right.
And when they walk in the house and see that it's your home.
That's right.
It makes it a little, I mean, this is just logical.
It's a psyche.
It makes it just a little bit tougher to imagine it being their home.
Mm-hmm.
So take the pictures down, folks. It's not hard.
Yeah, exactly. Living room. You want them to picture that's their living room. They're able to sit there and relax and kick back and watch TV. Master bedroom. You want to keep the bed made at all times. Add a couple of pillows, a nice fluffy comforter, and make it look like a comfy space. Again, though, you want that buyer, when they come in, they are picturing what their furniture looks like in right. this space. And that's why you've got to have it open and declutter and stuff, too, because if you've got too much stuff there, it's so busy, they can never get past that.
Right, and that's why you always got to ask for feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Because if someone comes to your house and doesn't buy it, the feedback they give you may actually help you, you know, help you set up for the next
Well, I think it's important, Ben, to get that free consultation. You know, if they call me, I'm going to come out there. I want to come out there before listing the home. I want to look at each room. I want to make recommendations. And I'll tell you this, we use a conservative approach when we're making recommendations. I'm not going to tell someone to get the kitchen and get the bathroom.
Let's spend put new siding 10 or 15. On.
Exactly. I'm not going to tell them to do those kinds of things because they will not get their money back dollar for dollar.
Right.
It's better just to do some inexpensive things
right.
like landscaping, putting in some fresh plants, fresh paint,
right.
pressure wash, you know, that kind of stuff. It's amazing just what those little things will do.
Well, and if you have a big ticket issue that you're concerned about for the next party, you know, I've seen Sabrina, you know, say, listen, this is a great negotiating item
exactly.
for the potential buyers because you're going to have multiple buyers. So I've seen you work it, and it's amazing how you do it, Sabrina. But, you know, as far as staging a house, it's all about less is more.
That's exactly right.
And it just goes all the way through.
And you don't, like I said, depersonalize also, you know, you don't want to have anything offensive out. You know, people are really sensitive sometimes about their religion right. and political views and stuff like that, and it's better just to kind of not have anything out there that can be offensive or anything
right.
like that. The whole point is to sell the home, and for that person, when they're walking through, to visualize that is their home, they can come in and make it their home. And so that's important. And you know, 92% statistically proven, 92% of buyers find their home on the internet. Everyone, you know this, we deal with savvy customers every day. They're doing their own research. Most of them have already found a home they want to look at when they call me. So for sellers out there, you know, if you want to get a real estate agent too, that's going to invest in your listing up front, and that means they're going to pay a professional photographer to do those photos. You know, people, how important are photos?
Oh, it's make and break.
Oh, it's make or break.
Someone will see a photo the wrong way, and they will completely not set up a listing for a house that they were going to buy.
That's right. So you want someone that's professional to do the best photos and to really show a true representation of that home.
Of how much space
exactly.
it can really get.
And look, hey, there's no point in being deceptive out there, okay?
Right.
If the house is on a hill, let's just go ahead and address the
yeah.
house is on a hill,
yeah.
okay? Because there's nothing that makes a buyer more angry than to think that a house is situated on a flat yard and they come out there and find out it's on.
And we see it all the time.
We see it all the time.
And it's so aggravating.
No, true representation. I mean, you know, let's just put it out there because you don't want someone coming and running you out of your home, you and the family out of the home to come look at your home if it's not going to work for them. So let's tell them exactly what this home offers. And if it's situated on a hill or on a slope, it's better just to do it upfront, true representation. And then you eliminate any lookers.
Yeah,
know?
Tire kickers.
Exactly. But I tell folks that all the time. You know, virtual tours, there's a lot of sellers that are just really, really keen on virtual tours. You know, what are the pros and cons of virtual tours? Well, you know, it pretty much, I'd say the biggest con is the expense of it, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's an added expense. It's nice to have, but it's not necessary anymore.
It really isn't, because I've tried it a time or two in my life just because I think they had the ability. And I think that person was just into photography.
Right.
You know, so, but again, I definitely didn't have the showings that I wanted.
Exactly.
You know, so therefore, I kind of saw it as a negative. Oh, well, we've already been through the home.
Well, I tell you, when I use a virtual tour or when I do a little video or something, it's usually on social media. And that's just to promote it on social
to
media.
Get attention.
You know how effective
oh, yeah.
social media has become.
And all these fancy words like SEO and Google AdWords and everything is so significant. It plays an important part. And that is why, folks, it's so important to use the right realtor. Sabrina, correct me if I'm wrong, Sabrina, but since 2011, 12, you have been in the top 25 to 35 listing agents and combined listing and selling, you've been in that top 1-2% of realtors in the Chattanooga area. That is not a that is something to be very proud of.
Well, I'm very proud of it. I'm very blessed and very humbled by it. And as you know, Ben, it's me. I mean, if you call me out, you're going to get me. It's not a team where you go through five or six people and never meet the team leader.
Well, right.
If anyone calls me, they're going to get me. And I like to
That's what makes you extra special, because most of the people that even, you know, if they want to call the ranking being higher than yours, it's because they have a lot of people doing the work for them.
Yeah. So. Well, if you break it out into transactions per person, that tells the story.
Yeah.
But I've been very blessed and very fortunate. I love what I do, just like you do. I love meeting people. I love each client has different needs and each situation's different. It's never the same story or the same situation. And it, you know this, it's such a blessing to be a part of, you know, when someone buys a home, it's likely their greatest investment ever.
Right.
And to be a part of that process and to help make their dreams come true and to have them call you back when they decide they're going to buy something else or move in 5 or 10 years, it means the world.
And they call you back, Sabrina, because you have transmitted that conviction that you share in the real estate world of not just making it a transaction,
right,
but you literally make it a relationship. And that's why I'm proud to call you my business partner.
Oh yeah.
Super proud, because you absolutely make a difference in all of my clients' lives too. And you bring the clients, and it's, I don't know, I'm blessed to be a part of your show.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I feel the same way about you. And for our listeners out there who are thinking about buying a home maybe this weekend or getting pre-qualified, tell them how to reach you, Ben.
Well, it's as easy as a phone call. So pick up the phone, folks. You can call us toll-free, 844-805-9100, or you can call us locally, 805-9100. It takes 10 minutes. We have application takers standing by. They can guide you on the process and get you hooked up to a loan officer right away. And if you're wanting to buy a home, you know, whether it's Saturday, whether it's 9 p.m., our phone is ringing and we have people that are standing by. So, you know, hey, mortgages is what we do, and we believe and we think we prove it with the Google, the reviews and all that, the hundreds and hundreds of reviews.
That's
we
right.
feel that we prove that. And Sabrina, what about if somebody wants to list their home today?
Hey, if they want to list a home, buy a home, and we work weekends. We're available 24/7 as well. You can reach us at 423-499-7780. That's 499-7780. Or visit our website, SabrinaRealty.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I don't think anybody knows as many people as Sabrina in this town. So she's probably already got a buyer for your house as soon as you explain to her how big your house is. Folks, it's been a great show. Sabrina, as always, it's been fun. Next week, it's going to be, I can't wait
Another.
To see you again.
It's going to be a great show.
So, folks, happy Saturday. Enjoy it. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.